Right now, I'm being joined by APGC senior Kira Cox. You're going to the state tournament here in your senior season. Tell me about the emotions, what this means to you here tonight.
It's really exciting. I can't believe that after this long season, it's an honor to go, but just to go without my whole team is just crazy to me. I was crying before my second match, and I just, it's insane, but I know that they'll be down by my side the whole time, just cheering me on and always there for me.
All right, so talking about some of your matches here today, 32 seconds, a minute, 6 seconds, and 39 seconds. So just totally taking care of business, right?
Yeah.
What was going so well out there for you tonight?
I just mindset for sure, and I just spent a lot of time in the wrestling room these last few weeks, and just honestly this whole season I've made sure to dedicate my time to the wrestling room, and just I knew that if I wanted to make state this year that it was my actions, and it doesn't matter what the coaches do, what my teammates do, it's all up to me, and I took that really seriously this year.
How would you describe your journey through the sport of wrestling? All the hours of training, all the practice and things like that. Some heartbreak, I have to imagine, on your journey as well, right? How would you describe that? Maybe it's a lot to say right now, but what do you think?
Last year I started with January 2nd was my first meet, and state ended January 2nd. So it was a really short season last year, but I got hurt last year at regionals, so I knew I wanted to come back and make state for my senior year. And just this team this year is just so incredible. The team aspect of this sport could not be any better than it is right now. And I've loved being the only senior and being able to be a leader for this team. I really hope that they carry that on next year.
And you said this man right here, Brian Benning, helped convince you to go out for wrestling, right?
Yeah. The first couple of years of my high school, and so the 14 years I did gymnastics, and just the first couple of years of high school, him and Corey Getch would always stop me in the hallway and be like, "So you're wrestling this year?" just everyone was hounding on me to start, and I was like, it can't be that bad. After I quit gymnastics, I was like, I need something that challenges me.
And are there any parallels that you found between gymnastics and wrestling? I don't know, from some of the flexibility things, anything that maybe helped you in wrestling that you took from gymnastics?
Flexibility for sure, just strength. I've always been a very strong person. But I think that mind over matter has definitely been the biggest thing that I've learned from from gymnastics that I carried over into wrestling. And then also just work ethic. You don't stop. You don't, if something hurts, you keep going, unless if it's sticking out. That work ethic and mental toughness has definitely helped my wrestling career.
All right. So next week when you go to the state tournament, what's got to continue to go well for you to, see if you can win some matches, do some damage down there in Coralville?
I just think I need to keep my head in the game and just remember, rankings mean nothing. People always tell me, this person's ranked first, this person's ranked whatever. Rankings don't matter, and just I need to remember that God has brought me to where I am for a reason and a purpose.
All right, well, that's APGC's Kira Cox going to the state tournament. Congrats on your championship here tonight.
Thank you so much.